This episode of the RV Small Talk Podcast is brought to you by our friends at MDC USA Trailers this time, and they make some fantastic Australian-designed trailers that have been around. You know that they have been around in Australia for 15-plus years, running all over the place across the Australian outback. Well, they've decided to bring that ruggedness and all that design and engineering to the States. So now you can find MDC USA Trailers here at Princess Craft RV, and they have sponsored this podcast about places you should visit in the state of Texas. Thank you, MDC. We are going to talk about those places that you should be putting on your bucket list if you're going to be traveling anywhere around the Lone Star State. State parks and whatnot that you can camp at and do all kinds of activities that you may not have thought of yet. So... Welcome to the RV Small Talk Podcast, where we talk about light rig trailers, truck campers, and the people, places, and adventures that go right along with them. We are your hosts from Princess Craft RV. I am Clint.
I'm PJ, and I didn't fart. That was just a noise that my chair made. So you know.
Prepare for it all episode long.
It was my chair. Wow. I'm sure I can recreate it. Yeah.
Well, it made me laugh, and I appreciate anything that makes me laugh.
There we go.
So, but seriously, doesn't everybody want to travel to Texas? Doesn't everybody want to camp here?
Yeah, I think that there's a certain draw to Texas. Now, there are people who will get on the interwebs these days, and from a political standpoint, because there's always political issues with every state and country in the world, you can find a reason to say, I would never go there.
Well, however, I think
if you put politics aside, if you put politics aside, I think that almost every place you can say there is something to see. And Texas has legendary stuff.
Well, we're going to make a rule right here and now that we don't talk about politics on this
or any
podcast because, that just shouldn't be.
That's not what we're talking about.
It shouldn't be a thing. And Texas State Park System is so amazing.
What a great organization.
We have over 100 parks right here in Texas. Now, on this podcast, we're only going to talk about 5. Yeah. But these are 5 spectacular parks.
Yeah. I feel like these are the places that Texans go to when they're camping in Texas.
These are well known if you're here.
If you're going to dip your toes in the water of Texas State Parks, dip your toes here and then explore the rest from there.
So, it was interesting in looking at these 5 parks. I have not been to all of them, but I am well aware of all of them. I've been to most of them, but it's amazing the parks that I know of that I just haven't been to visit.
Right.
It just hasn't, I haven't had an opportunity. And I've been in Texas for years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot.
Well, I'm not even going to have to do any kind of editing to that. You definitely mangled that all up.
You edited yourself.
So, I've been here a long time.
So, there is a group that we're connected to, loosely connected to, through our rallies. We have this, we just came out of one, a Texas Tiny Trailer Rally, which we just wrapped up
in Bandera, Texas. So fun.
We're going to do another one in the fall. So everyone look up Texas Tiny Trailer Rally and get signed up and join us in the fall. However,
it doesn't matter if you're not tiny.
It's true. You can just show up because you like us. It works for us.
Or you can show up because you don't like us. Yeah. I mean, we take all kinds.
That's right. However, there is a group that kind of came out of the Texas Tiny Trailer Rally, and they love hanging out so much. They met at the rally. And they're called the Texas Tags
and Tiny Trailers.
And they hit a state park in Texas every single month. And so...
I don't think they were born from the rally, though.
No.
Well,
I think
there's so many of them from our group that their numbers exploded when they got connected to us.
Oh, I don't know. I think they do such a great job in just being out there and giving people a community to camp with. I love that. And the fact that they visit a state park, and I don't know if they're exclusive to state parks, but certainly on the agenda to camp every month, if you do happen to have a small trailer like that, doesn't have to be a new camp, that it's a group you should connect to and find a park once a month. But another group that really pays attention to these,
right,
to these parks, because it is, there is so much in Texas. So let's start with the first one, because yes, the first campground on our list is Tyler State Park. And it happens to be the one that I have never been to.
The one?
The one, really? On our list. I have never been to Tyler State Park.
I don't think I've done Tyler either. And I'm super interested in going this way.
All right,
the reason,
Lindsay,
I'm interested is because I have not done much. I've done a lot of state parks in Texas. However, I haven't done much to the east, really.
The east is, you know, the cool thing about Texas is that we have every kind of landscape.
Right. Mine is, I would make an exception for glaciers. It's been a while since we've had one of those.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
But we have pretty notable ones.
A few hundred million years ago, we had a glacier, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, I mean, we have mountains. Uh-huh. We have desert. We have plains. Uh-huh. We have
forests. Swamps.
Coastland. Yeah.
The reason I bring this up is because in the east, the roads aren't that developed, and it's a logging area. Yeah. Who knew that Texas had logging?
Right.
But it is pine forests for days.
Right. When you have an area of Texas that's actually called Big Thicket.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And the reason I know about all of these forests, and I mention the highways, is because you are most likely on a two-lane road.
Yeah.
If you are in the eastern portion of Texas,
right,
and you'll get behind a logging truck.
Sure.
I mean, it's the way it works. And the trees are as tall as you can see. It's just incredible out there. Tyler State Park is at the top piece of that. Tyler is famous for, come on.
I don't know.
Do you know what they're famous for?
That little music college that's
there. Rose?
Roses.
Uh-huh.
They are famous for roses because they are a kind of a blackland dirt, and they just it's a beautiful area. So Tyler State Park is 64 acres of this beautiful wooded area.
No.
With
false. The lake on Tyler State Park is 64 acres.
Really?
Yes.
It's a way bigger park than you give it credit for.
That's the size of the lake.
Do you know, I made myself some ginger tea. I'm going to just take a drink while you guys take over.
Well, while Lindsay's giving some details, if you are watching this episode, I know it's a podcast, it's audio. However, we do record these video. If you're watching on YouTube, I'm recording my computer screen so you can kind of see where in the state. I have pulled up a map where Tyler is in the grand scheme of Texas. So take it away, Lindsay.
I took a camping trip here a couple years ago with my son when he was, I don't know, he was five.
Yeah, and look, his name is right above Tyler State Park, kind of.
Hawkins. Anyway. it was the first camping trip I took, like, just me and him, and it was pretty far away. We usually stick close to home. So I remember being really nervous and then showing up at the park and trying to find my spot. And I remember pulling into the spot and just looking around and thinking, oh my goodness, it's beautiful. Like, they have so many spots that back up right to the water, and they're very spacious. I mean, we had woods on one side and the lake on the other side. And just visually, the place is beautiful.
Winding roads, cabins. Where else would, if you were to say, this is the that of Texas. So if we were to say, like, this is the Smoky Mountains of Texas, kind of woods. Where
I was
would you
going
say?
For more Tennessee? For like this is like the, like, ice cream sundae with sprinkles of Texas. But are we talking about places?
Yeah. So where would you compare this to? Because if people are trying to imagine this and they don't know East Texas, obviously we could just say this is the Louisiana of Texas because it's right next door, kind of. But what would be something that really sticks out a little bit? Some of the Smoky Mountains, kind of woodsy.
It reminds me of Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
With tons of tall trees and water and
super green. Everything is really green.
It's just, it is not what you think of when you think of Texas.
No.
I can just tell you, it is a hidden gem up there in that area.
The park is just, I think they did a really good job of like where the sites are. I remember, I mean, we walked around everywhere in that park and every part of that park was just so peaceful. Like right. It really was tons of shade, tons of like, I mean, just a very chill atmosphere, but there's tons to do in that park. There's a ton of hiking trails.
Yes. More than 13 miles.
More than 13 miles of trails. And
obviously that lake, you can fish it for all kinds of things, from crappie to perch and catfish and bass. Just all kinds of neat things to do. I love it. And I think this needs to go on my list. Maybe I need to, you know what's weird? We are in April and I haven't told y'all where we're camping yet.
I know.
Do you know why?
You don't know?
We don't have plans yet. Usually I have 3 big camping trips already to tell y'all about. Hey, I'm already on this go. We have nothing.
You'll get them. Don't worry. One of them should be to Tyler.
Way behind.
This would be a really good place to bird watch too.
Yeah.
Because there's trees everywhere and birds, I hear they like trees.
I think, can you rent a canoe or a paddle boat here? Mm-hmm. Because those kind of things are really cool. I can read in our notes that they have a tackle loaner program.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have all the gear. You just show up and, you know, places like this, sometimes they even have rangers that can give you all the pointers, tell you what to do. You know, I'm not a fisherman per se, but if I had kids, it would be really fun to just do a little fishing.
Sure.
They've got all these docks.
Catch and release and go.
Rent some boats there, go paddling out on the lake, go hiking, ride your bikes. I wonder if you can rent bikes there.
Ooh, I don't know.
But a lot of these state parks have all those facilities to help you out. So I think Tyler State Park needs to be on our list.
One thing besides going for it that so many of these parks will is that this is an old Civilian Conservation Corps development, and for some reason every time I'm in a park, many state parks are these, but a CCC park, they have just rich history. You just walk through it and like, man, these buildings and the way they were built and engineered, it's just a neat little walk through history, and this is one of those.
It is. All right, well, I'm gonna put it on my list, but what about the next one? I mean, I did mention kids.
Have you ever been to the next park is Dinosaur Valley State Park. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there twice, I think.
Have you ever been there?
I have been there, but it's been a really, 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 really long time.
I have never been, and which is silly because, hello, little boy loves dinosaurs.
Do you know we planned a trip there a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Fall through?
Yeah. Something happened. I don't know whether it was rain or a storm came through. Something happened and we couldn't go. But we planned that trip.
No, was that the trip that y'all were supposed to do and we had the great freeze in February?
I don't remember.
Y'all were going to go somewhere and it may have been that trip.
I don't remember, but we need to plan it again because I would love to go back. I know that. It's only part of the fun to see all the dinosaur tracks that are around. And
it's just a great party. That's a centerpiece reason to go to that park, but it is a great park anyways.
So these aren't like, it's not like a, you know, like where they put footprints on the ground and you follow them. These are like,
no,
for realsies.
For realsies.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, the dinosaur
footprints.
Prepared for you. The dinosaur did put his footprints down long ago for you. So they're like the original park rangers.
And they're like in the riverbed. So sometimes you can see them and sometimes you can't, depending on the water level. But it's not just like one. I mean,
no,
I've seen lots of pictures of it. Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
And I've heard that they mark them for you. So you can kind of see the main points of where to go, what to see. So
if the river has kind of washed out the footprints recently and then gone down in water level, then they are pristine. So incredibly visible.
That's crazy.
which is what I saw last time I was there. So pretty
cool. So this place is close to Fort Worth?
Yeah, a little bit south. I forget if it's Cleburne that's really close by. Or Granbury. It's near Granbury.
Just south of Granbury.
Glen Rose,
Texas.
That's so, such a great name for a place. It really is. Glen Rose.
So other than seeing really cool dinosaur. God, that's so cool. Sorry. We're looking at pictures of it. It is just insane. Okay. Other than the dinosaur footprints, they have two big old life-size dinosaurs. But they also have, you know, all the same stuff. You have mountain biking trails, swimming, fishing, paddle boarding. You can bring your own horse to this park.
Yeah. Can you bring someone else's horse?
If the horse says it's okay.
Okay.
Consent. Always I consent. Never
mess they with have the to sign a permission
registration
slip.
Registration of horses. I don't know.
But there's lots of horseback riding trails, 20 miles of trails.
But look, if you look at that next thing, Eagle Eye Ranch Carriage Company is right there, I believe, right inside the park. And they actually have equestrian services, guided horseback riding, horse-drawn wagon rides, wrangler-assisted trail rides for children 3 to 14 years old.
Oh, so my gosh.
It looks like there's, I mean, kind of sort of a way to do horse stuff without bringing your own horse or a borrowed horse.
Yeah, I don't have a horse or any friends with horses.
Yeah.
Well, but if you could locate a horse, they have 100 acres of south primitive area that you can just go ride on. Yeah. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
I used to have horses.
Yeah?
I don't have horses anymore.
What you kind of horses know. Did you have? Because I picture Shetland ponies.
Really, really not so nice, expensive ones.
Oh, the ones that bite you.
Do you know, she used to have a horse that would crawl. Horses don't crawl.
In the cartoons, they do.
That would walk onto the front porch and stick his head through the front window and watch TV.
Huh?
Of the house.
That's fun.
What was his name?
Major.
Major.
Major liked to watch TV.
Perfect horse
name. I think really, honestly, he was just lonely. He was just lonely because I didn't have another horse at the time.
Yeah.
Till my sister said, "What am I going to do with this Palomino?" And I was like, "Yeah, throw him down here. We got acreage." So then I had a Palomino, and then all of a sudden I went out one day, and there's another baby Palomino there.
Oh.
And I went, okay.
That explains a lot.
Now I have three horses.
And look at you now. Now you sell Palomino truck campers.
Look how that happened.
I mean, full circle. It was meant to be.
But had it been that time in my life, it would be awesome to just go someplace where you could explore 100 acres on your horse. Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Hard to do in Texas because although we have incredible state parks, which we're going to go about, there isn't a whole lot of just flat out open land.
Right.
So
that's right.
This is a neat opportunity.
That's right. And the pictures of this, it is not the wooded areas like the Tyler State Park, but it is just picturesque. Texas. Right. Now, the pictures that we're looking at from this park look like what I would think of if I was just picking one view of Texas. It's kind of an open range look. There are some trees, but lots of wide open spaces.
A little bit lower, a little bit scrubbier.
Yeah.
They're just all cedar trees, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all cedar trees.
Let's not lie to the people.
I told you it was Texas.
Don't lie.
But this beautiful water brook running through the middle of it. It's just gorgeous. Okay, Lindsay, can we go there this year?
Yeah.
Let's not wait another summer. I want to go.
All right. What is next? What is next?
Ooh,
one
Princess
of our
Craft.
Neighboring camps that we like.
Princess Craft has a history at our next one. It's Inks Lake State Park.
State Park.
Inks Lake State Park. Say that five times fast.
Nope. Leave it to you.
Inks Lake State Park. Inks Lake State Park. Inks Lake State Park. Inks Lake State Park. Inks Lake State Park.
I digress. It is very close to us. This is pretty much in our backyard. It's about an hour from where we are currently sitting in Round Rock, Texas.
Yeah.
And it's a neat part of the hill country. Obviously, there's a lake, a fantastic park around the lake. But you're right next to also, is it Longhorn Caverns right there?
Yes.
Yes. Which is a great very historical system of caves. Wow,
you get to go underground and see where they had dances.
And radio program. And, yes. And musical events. Just crazy.
Underground in a cave. Yeah.
And old wranglers and I guess criminals would hide out there.
Yeah, it was a hideout at one point.
Yeah, I think there was bootlegging going on. So, I mean, all kinds
also,
of.
Also, there's shiny crystals and bats.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part. Yes.
There's some crystal corridors that are just mind-blowing.
Astonishing, right.
Yeah, it is fabulous. And the Hill Country, for those of you that may not be familiar, runs down the north to south kind of on the west side of Austin.
West side.
Mm. And the Hill Country is like the... So many people retiring there. So many great places to visit, the Kerrville, the Fredericksburg.
Yeah.
There's probably a series of six or seven lakes all strung together out there.
Good fishing, too.
Great fishing.
If that's what you're into. Fishing, boating, skiing.
So there's a lot to do in the Hill Country. But so if you're coming into the area, be sure you plan a big string of events. But Inks Lake State Park is the place to be because it's spread out. You're not in a big field with 100 campers. And they have sometimes music on the weekends. They have ranger tours every day. And like the other state parks we were mentioning, because I have firsthand knowledge here, I know Inks Lake pretty well. You can rent almost anything.
Sure.
Inks Lake, I think, is like the park that offers the most to do, where you don't really have to like already know how to fish or canoe or have one. I mean, like Inks Lake does a great job of making it easy for you to show up and do things.
Right. I think there's a few of them that are kind of at that top tier of being ready to assist you to do your whole trip. Mm-hmm. Inks Lake being one. One of them that didn't make the list that is right there with Inks Lake in that kind of, you know, we have everything and we'll show you how to do it, is Garner State Park.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a family park.
Yeah, I mean, it's
so
fantastic.
Amazing.
So just,
and they have music every weekend.
Right.
They are famous for their weekend dances.
Yeah. So feather in your hat. If you won't hear much about Garner, but look it up anyways.
And it's on the south side of the Hill Country.
Yes. Beautiful.
Inks Lake is kind of on the north side of the Hill Country.
Yeah, they're like sister parks almost.
Yeah. Yeah. A good run through the Hill Country on that one. But yeah, Inks Lake, it just is one of our favorites. And there's different kinds of camping there as far as whether you want to be in the woods, whether you want to be, you know, close to the water. You've got some choices. And when you go up to the, what do they call it? The little souvenir shop.
The store?
Store.
Yeah.
Thank you. It's a store.
The park store?
Yeah.
Then that's where all the gear is and you can fish, you can talk to the ranger. There's always somebody there. You can rent a canoe, you can rent a kayak, you can get the lowdown on anything.
Right.
And it's just, it is a fabulous place.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing seasonally, if you can catch it at the right time in the spring, this place is astonishing with wildflowers. Just mind-boggling, which
it
also means birds, and which also means like hummingbirds and bees and all that. It is a very wild, rugged, and yet inviting place.
Right. Absolutely it is.
Wild, rugged, yet inviting.
That's right.
It has Devil's Waterhole.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I just saw that.
Any
in
place
our notes.
That says Devil's Waterhole is an inviting place.
It's so inviting. Hey, you get, if you go to Devil's Waterhole at the right time, then you get to see waterfalls.
That's right. Yep. Just avoid the Texas floods that makes them.
You want to go right after the big rain.
Right.
Not before.
I don't know. I mean, I've been there enough times to have seen flooding, to have hunkered down because of tornadoes, and to have seen some massive hail events. And yet, it's still one of the most fabulous places to be.
Wow. You're really not selling Texas here, Clint.
No, I'm
Texas
saying
Texas has weather.
If you're not having fun, Texas will have fun for you.
Yeah, we're allowed to have weather.
Well, I also think that campers should expect weather.
Yeah.
It's part of the experience.
Yeah.
And if you're outdoors, weather's a thing, right?
What? That's why you have a camper. That's the definition. We just talked about Inks Lake. What about Paladuro Canyon? Oh my gosh, what is wrong
over
with my
Lindsay.
Mouth today?
Start over.
Paladuro Canyon State Park.
Yes.
Have I ever been here?
I feel like I have,
yeah, but maybe it was when I was a kid.
I don't think you have, because I went for the first time a few years ago.
Okay.
So
maybe
I didn't take you there.
It was recently.
Yeah. Yes. And remember, you guys were all scouting for me because you were all worried.
Because it was supposed to be like 110 and you were going to the bottom of some canyon with no trees. Yeah, we were worried.
So camping in Paladuro Canyon, you camp inside the canyon, which is very cool. And if it's midsummer in Texas, it's very hot.
Yes. I also camped here in the summertime, and I call it Paladuro Cauldron because it is a big ceramic bowl and you're camping at the bottom. All the wind, and it's in the panhandle. There should be a lot of wind all the time.
Yeah.
It's going over the top of the canyon.
Right.
It's so still at the bottom.
It is brutally hot. And fortunate for us.
Talk about selling it.
I know. But talk about views.
Yes.
I mean,
the hikes.
This is the Texas Grand Canyon.
Well, it's not just that it's the Texas Grand Canyon. It's second in size canyons in the U.S. and I think in North America. It's only second in size to the Grand Canyon. The thing is massive.
It's fabulous to look at and fabulous to hike in the canyon. So that being said, when you're there in the summer, there are lots of people talking about you have to have enough water. And there was always someone who doesn't. And we happened to be there during this weird, quirky cold front that came through.
Yeah.
So we had beautiful weather that was in the 60s and 70s. And 2 days after we left, a group of people died because they went hiking without water.
Right.
It's brutal there in the summer. So if you're planning a trip and you can go in the fall or spring, that's what I'd recommend. But if you have to go in the summer, just remember to carry that water because there's some beautiful hikes. One of the most famous ones is, I'm trying to remember.
I think it's the Light Tower.
Is that what they call it, the Light Tower? It's like this huge monolith out in the middle of nowhere. And you can hike to the top and stand on it.
This is a picture
fabulous.
Of it on my screen right now. And this is from the Google Maps where people share their photos from their trips.
It looks like a Dr. Seuss like hat or something. Yeah. It's pretty cool. And then tell us the story of the theater and the play that happens there and what happened when you went.
Oh,
that's such a cool story.
Is it? Well, I'm not good at telling stories, but I'll do my best. First of all, there are two outdoor plays in Texas. One of them is in my husband's hometown of Albany, Texas, and it is called The Fandangle. And I always thought it was so weird.
There's
until
a top
I went
two
to
reasons
it.
Right there to go see it. It's from where your husband is from. And the second reason is called The Fandangle.
It's called The Fandangle. but it's an outdoor place, the history of Texas. And you kind of sit on these rock ledges. And out in this field in front of you, the play goes on. And there's, at one point, a cattle drive across. And there's horses. And there's fires
but
and chases.
But what happens at Paladuro Canyon
so
State
at Paladuro. Paladuro, it's the same thing, only it technically, Paladuro is probably more famous.
Yeah.
It is an outdoor play, but instead of being done in a field, it's actually in a theater where behind the theater, you can see the rock ledge and that's incorporated into the play. And it is a wonderful little Texas Plains play with all these cool effects. So we are so excited. It sells out all the time. So we get tickets. You go and eat your barbecue and then you shuffle to your seat. It's a whole big event for the evening. And we're sitting in our seats. And right before you get to intermission, they have a lightning scene where there's Indians up in the canyon and there's all this drama happening in this play with love and all this other stuff. And then the rain comes and all this drama starts and there's a lightning flash. And then
a kaboom.
It's a big kaboom. And there is then the intermission. And what happened is we're sitting there watching the play, and all of a sudden the lightning is supposed to start in the play, and all of a sudden the sky lights up, big thunder crashes, and it starts to pour rain.
Yes.
And
guess what happened?
This is an open theater. So yes, we are all drenched to the bone sitting there trying to figure out how the hell they did this. And
this feels so real.
We're like, wait, how did they do this? But it literally came at the exact same time as these lightning strikes.
Right. Fake lightning.
Fake lightning and fake storm. And unfortunately, they had to call off
the rest of the show.
The other half of the show.
So you have to go back to watch the other half.
I've never seen the second half of the play.
What happens to Texas? Did they make it? Did
yeah.
they?
But amazingly, I mean, that never happens. This yeah. is a very dry area. And mm-hmm. so it was just crazy that they were having this rain. But yeah, it was just bizarre. So the yeah. one time in my entire life, I finally get there to see the play.
Yeah.
And the rain starts at intermission.
So if you want a version of Texas that looks like what you think of Texas, this is the area one of the areas for me. So there's obviously
that's
west,
true.
But
that's
if you
true.
Want like an old Western, like you would see in you know,
like you can see for miles and miles, and then there's yeah. ups and downs.
Or Clint Eastwood kind of thing.
Yes.
You know, this is one of those locations in Texas to feel like you're in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
It has all the features. It has incredible wildlife. I mean, I stepped on a rattlesnake. I was dive bombed by different hawks. We had horse flies biting me. Okay, don't go in the middle of summer like I did. But I digress. If you want to, in fact, on the screen right now, that little building is where Laura and I stayed the last time we stayed there. We stayed in that little that rock little.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't? Did you really? No.
You can rent it. Yeah, it's a cabin. Yeah, so they rent it out like a cabin. Yeah.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, that little thing right there.
Well, I can also tell you one of the things that I learned and that Paladuro is famous for is glamping cabins that I have seen, and they are absolutely spectacular. They are so fun.
Okay,
so
that's a really cute picture.
And here's a picture
that's not
is
me.
That the cabin that you rented?
That's another one. But they have them.
They have cabins, and then they have cute little glamping ones too,
yeah.
that are right there on the rim that are just gorgeous. I don't know. It was like going to the Grand Canyon for me. I could go back all the time.
Yeah.
And then if you run out of things to do, take a little trip into Amarillo.
Sure.
Because it's right there. And, you know, Amarillo was on Route 66. Mm-hmm. They have an antiques car museum. They have mm-hmm. a cattle drive museum.
Yep.
It's just fun to hang out in Amarillo.
It's very Texas up there.
And you can go to the Big Tex
yeah.
and eat rattlesnake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I don't know.
This is another great place for horses. And you can bring them and you can ride them all over the place. Just, yeah. you know, go rock crawling on your horse. Don't do that. Horses don't like it that much. But your burro probably does. Your mule.
Nay.
Yeah. And I think that there's a company there that you can also get guided horseback tours.
I'm sure there is.
There's got to be.
You know, that was one of the coolest campsites I've ever had, because our campsite was two-tiered. Because all of this is in the canyon and on the floor, nothing's level, nothing's flat.
Yeah.
And we had to kind of go up the steps to get to our picnic table and our hammock. Yeah. I don't know. It was very cool, very worth it. It is one of those places that you could build an entire trip
yes.
on simply going to Paladuro, because there's a week's worth of stuff just hitting the high points.
Who said there was five things on this list?
Oh, is there six?
There's eight. Lies.
So many bonuses on this episode.
Oh, good. Then we better hurry up and keep going.
Let's go to the very extreme other part.
Right.
Of
if you want to go all the way through Texas, you can go to Padre Island.
Padre Woo! Island National Seashore, where you can see sea turtles. And do I really need to say more? Because sea turtles.
Yeah, I was there for a release once. It was really cool.
Did you see a sea turtle?
They were being released. They were babies.
Aww.
They went flippity flop on the sand.
Stop it.
I didn't want to stop it. I wanted them to make it to the sea.
Did you pick one up and take it home?
No, not legal.
Oh, no.
There, you, I think also wanted to make it home.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to like look at them too long. They're very protected.
I think there's a whole slew of volunteers that scout the beaches for nests and they get marked and roped off and taken care of. It is it is a very well-watched situation. So if you want to spend the summer somewhere, then you can go down there and join the volunteer corps.
Yeah. Another very wild part of Texas, but so different from Palo Duro Canyon, because this is one of the better places to get to the Gulf of Mexico in Texas. Now, I don't want to downplay how cool the towns are all along the coast of Texas, like Galveston. A fantastic city, but if you want just one of our better beach experiences, this most southern part of Texas around Padre Island is the place to go.
Absolutely. That is, Padre Island is the primo place to go in Texas for sure. And I do know there's parts of it or nearby where you can camp on the beach.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's always a cool experience.
All right. What about Pedernales Falls State Park?
No.
I feel like.
No. You said it like, you said it like a true Texan. I'll allow it. Pedernales.
Oh, Pedernales. Like,
but you know, if I say, But if I say it Pedernales around Pedernales, they will shoot me.
Pedernales?
Yeah. Look, that's how you read it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pedernales. But it's Pedernales.
Oh, that's how I say it.
I know.
When I'm putting in Rome, an R right here.
Yeah. Yeah. As it's, any Texan
no R
does.
There?
As any Texan does. And so, like I said, if in the area, I do say it Pedernales.
Pedernales. There's no R there. Pedernales. Pedernales.
Hopefully you guys can find this if you Google it, okay? That's all I got to say.
Yeah, Pedernales.
Camps near Johnson City.
Yes, which is such a historical area. All of the towns this is a tourist delight. And you can camp right in the middle of it.
Yep.
You can swim, wade, tube, fish. They have a river there. Mountain biking trails, horse riding, butterfly garden. Oh, access to the swimming area is a strenuous quarter mile hike. And bonus, it includes steep rock stairs with no handrail.
That's right.
I feel like live dangerously.
It's like a really good advertisement.
I know. They're really trying to encourage you, right?
Having done it. Don't sweat it too much. Yeah. It is very doable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I was like, whoa, that sounds really scary, but it's not.
No, this is a very doable hike and very worthwhile.
Twin Falls Nature Trail is very, I don't know, popular for the Austin folks. Mescal and Tobacco Creek. Oh, well, yeah. I know what they were doing.
Yes, move on.
Sorry, I
don't forget this.
And then there's Bee Creek.
Yeah, don't forget this is in the middle of Texas wine country and brewery country and whatnot. So yeah, this is what they're doing.
They have all different kinds of mountain biking trails. So they have beginner trails, but then they also have like more challenging ones, which I think is cool. The Juniper Ridge Trail is a 10-mile technical single-track trail with obstacles for advanced riders. They have paddling. Tubing the river is something that, like, I feel like if you're not from Texas, maybe you have no clue what I'm talking about. But it's very popular in Central Texas, and this is a great place to do it. You essentially just sit in a tube.
It's a natural lazy river.
Yeah.
It's what, you know, if
do
you
people
go to
in other states...
Yeah, I think they do, but okay. I don't think that every state has tubing culture. I think there's only
tubing culture.
I think there's only maybe a handful, maybe 3, 4, or 5 states.
Like the underground tubers? Not the mainstream.
Closet tubers.
Yeah, closet tubers. I'm just a man with a tube.
So if you're like, if you're like one of the old ones and you're on the inner circle, does that make you like an inner tuber?
Man, you had to work hard for that, didn't you?
He didn't even have to work hard, though. That was so easy for him. You're an inner tuber.
The problem is it takes words to explain it to other people. I was right there in my mind.
That was really good. All right. We're running out of time.
You know, what else can you say? If you guys are campers and you don't know about Big Ben,
what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Let's do our job here, because Big Ben is just incredible. I don't know. We keep saying that about everything that pops up, but...
Well, Big Ben is like... I don't know.
Another Western.
Yeah, it's not a state park. It's a national park. So you got that, right? Does that mean it's bigger?
Oh, actually, the state park next to it is so close to the same size.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But you're right. It's very Western. It's another spaghetti Western, you know, location. Yeah. You have to experience it.
Well, on the way, you go through Marfa.
Yes.
Makes me want to barfa.
Oh, wow. No. Marfa's a very artsy town.
I love Marfa. But the reason I bring it up is because...
That's what we drove through it.
Well, I just brought it up because that's where they filmed Giant.
Giant?
Giant.
Giant?
Filmed is it a lot giant? Of things there, but I don't no, recall
it,
Giant.
Yeah, isn't it Giant?
I don't know what you're
okay,
saying
now
to me.
Now you make me second guess. The movie.
What
The
movie?
Big movie.
Are you talking about that movie with Tom Hanks, Big?
Are you talking about the football movie with the little kids, the Little Giants? She's walked away.
Y'all talk about the park.
Who's in it? We gotta know. Who's in it?
I am not gonna open my mouth.
Are you
until
talking about Big? It's not Giant, but it's close.
Was it the Iron Giant? That's an animated
Iron
one
Giant.
With the robot.
Yeah, that's where they filmed it, in Marfa.
Yeah, it's animated. They filmed it right there. So if you want to see incredible canyons, incredible landscapes, and the Rio Grande, and you want to be way out there with so much distance between yourself and the rest of humanity, this is where to do it in Texas.
Big Bend is also a dark sky park, correct?
Yep.
So if you heard our last episode,
that last episode hurt.
If you listen to the last episode, we talked a little bit about the best places to see stars and stuff, and Big Bend is one of them. It's a dark sky park. It is way out there. What movie are you talking about?
Giant.
Oh.
Yeah, but look at the photos. They don't have color.
James Dean, Elizabeth Taylor, Rock Hudson, Dennis Hopper. I know all of those people's names.
That's right. You do.
And I've seen not a single movie
1950,
with any of
them. I'm sorry. I'm out. This movie is 3 hours and 21 minutes long. They were not kidding. It is giant.
So slowly.
Giant.
And it is a Western. And it was up for Best Picture. It won Best Director. And they all stayed at the hotel in Marfa.
Yeah.
And it will give you a really good idea of what Big Bend looks like.
Okay. But it says, black and white, before Big Bend
no,
had color.
No, there's color. It's kind of colored. You know, like when it's like...
Same color.
When they first started doing color and everything kind of still looks brown. It says sprawling epic covering... Sprawling... That doesn't make any sense. Covers the life of a Texas cattle rancher and his family and... associates. Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Sounds like there's
Ooh.
Trouble in Big Bend.
Well, it's giant. Okay, so on the way to Big Bend, you mostly go through Marfa as well as a bunch of other historic places that look very much like Big Bend. But once you get there, there's canyons, there's parks, there's Terlingua,
yeah.
I mean, it just... So many Terlingua, the famous ghost town, and I don't know, it's just a fabulous trip. If you haven't been there, it should be on every camper's bucket
list. So what's the etymology of Terlingua? Is it like Terra like earth and lingua like tongue? So it's the earth licker?
No, it's the earth talker.
Oh, is that what it is? Terlingua is earth talker?
Tongue means speech.
No, tongue means tongue. It's that muscle in the mouth.
Hey, Kaylane, can you Google what Terlingua means? the what the translation is or what do you call it? Etymology? I thought that was bugs.
Etymology.
Whatever. What? Okay. Everybody is asleep listening to this podcast.
No, they're not. This is the fun part of the podcast.
Stop poo-pooing us.
This is what I like to listen to in podcasts is people
there's
just arguing.
Etymology and entomology.
Three tongues.
Oh, three. Yeah, tarot would be three. It's three liquors.
If you were asleep, you ain't now.
The cool thing is I've been going to Terlingua. That's where the chili cook-off started, the big famous world chili cook-off. And I was going at the beginning of that. And so I was very familiar with Terlingua when nobody was there. It was just a ghost town and a few bums live there. It actually was
the best chili.
Yeah, well, it started out, you know, 150 years ago as a silver mining town and died out. So at any rate, what I'm trying to actually convey is I found out last time I was there a few years ago when we were camping that now people who have lived and really maybe didn't have any place else to be have started being buried in the old graveyard again.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting that there is a culture at Terlingua and those people are in their little community and they are now once again adding to this hundred and something year old graveyard that used to be just kind of cool to walk around and see 100-year-old stones.
What's
and
your
now they have new
chili
ones
made out of?
It's just
tongues, three of them.
I was just wondering about that graveyard.
Three tongues.
There was some recent people buried in the campground I stayed at.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just a place that's different than any place you've ever been.
And so you can't go enough times.
It's all different.
Yeah,
and
there is
some amazing camping and amazing hikes. And it's just fabulous. And you can cross over into Mexico. And I don't know, just great things to do there. You need to go.
Yeah.
The last one on our list
is pretty much like in our backyard.
It's in our backyard, and we all grew up camping there.
It's the first place I ever camped that I recall.
Of course it is. Probably really? The first place I did. McKinney Falls State Park.
I think we camped there last because I had a trip, and it was 5 minutes from the airport. That's how long it's been there and how much we've grown.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, the planes go over, but it was a ranch.
I was there just a few months ago, just because I wanted to take kids hiking somewhere easy, and so we literally went for the morning and hiked around and played, you know, with fish in the water and whatnot.
It is a good playground. That's a good way to.
It's good kids playground, and you do have to hike to get to the water.
Yes. Yeah.
The little river there.
And they have great hikes that just run the whole length of the water.
They do. Just wonderful hiking there. What else do they have there?
They have cabins along with their campsites. They have hiking, biking, 9 miles of trails. They even have trails specifically good for like strollers and smaller kids biking.
Very well kept.
They have fishing in Onion Creek and Williamson Creek. They have, that's pretty.
Isn't it though? So, I mean, it has this wild, rugged stuff, but it also has very, if you would say, park-like areas, you know, very manicured and all that. So you can run the gamut here.
Oh, I want to climb that tree. Go back. Oh, and I want to climb that tree.
And it's very flat, so it's a great place for kids.
Yes.
Yeah. It is a great place for kids. A playground, just kind of run around and play type of place. Well, this list was inspiring to me because I forgot that all these places are pretty dang close to me.
And yet another reminder, here we are in April and we have got to actually make plans.
I went camping last weekend.
That's a rally, which no, I mean, go to rallies, they're super fun, but do it differently where you're not in charge of a lot of other people.
Okay, but you know, baby steps.
Okay. Okay. So what do y'all think?
I think
I need Tyler on my list, and I always need Big Bend on my list.
Yeah.
So those are my two targets.
I don't know. McKinney Falls, it's right in our backyard, and I don't think the kids have ever been there. So
okay.
I might run down there, because that would be so easy for just like 2 days. You don't need like a whole week.
No.
And let the kids run around and play there. I want to go there. And what was the other place?
If it's right here, Lindsay, why can't you go on Saturday and come back on Sunday? Just one night.
That's too much work.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Packing up food and kids and stuff.
For one night?
For one night. I'm not doing it. It's too much work for just one. Because it's not even a whole day. Because you get there, you know, and then you have to leave. I know, way. I have a two-night minimum at this point in my life. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I will go for the day and hike around, but I will not camp unless it's two nights.
Yeah. I think PJ needs to go back and catch the second half of her show.
Yes. And Dinosaur Valley State Park.
Yeah, do that.
We need to do that.
We're going.
Absolutely. Cool. We'll give that to Papa to plan.
And I know not to even suggest the two of you camp on the beach in South Padre.
No.
Yeah, y'all are not beach campers.
I'm not a beach camper.
I'll go to the beach. I'm not camping there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm such a snotty camper. Two night minimum, no beaches.
All right, y'all heard it. It's recorded. We got it.
So there it is. And everyone, before we close out this show, I do want to mention our sponsor once again, MDC USA Trailers. They are carrying some really cool trailers that can go way off the beaten path. So if you want to go to the Big Bend sort of thing or any BLM land across the U.S., look into the MDC trailers. They're capable, but they also have like incredible amount of water capacity, so you can stay out there a long time. They have a great electronic suite. They're built well and easy to run.
And the interiors are gorgeous and updated and top-notch. Because sometimes when you do have these rugged off-road trailers, you compromise a little bit with the comfort on the inside, but not with MDC.
Right.
Off-road, off-grid, go anywhere, and have that luxury on the inside. Lindsay would do great in an MDC, don't you think?
I would love an MDC.
She is a snotty camper.
I bet she, I mean, if she were camping, she might even make it
a one-night go somewhere. It would be so easy.
Yeah. So if you would like to check out the video version of this audio podcast, we do put them up on our YouTube channel. Just look up RV Small Talk on YouTube. If you want to check out show notes for this or any episode that we've ever done, go to rvsmalltalk.com. And we do host rallies, so do look up the Texas Tiny Trailer Rally for your next event opportunity, and the Texas Truck Camper Rally. That is at texastruckcamperrally.com. We will be back hopefully next week with yet another episode about the tiny trailers and truck campers and the people, places, and adventures that go right along with them.
And if you subscribe, you'll get a notice.
Yep.
That we have another one out that you don't want to miss.
So hop on over to your favorite podcast player and click that button. Y'all done?
I think we're done. I'm ready to go camping.
I don't know what else to say except bye.
I'm heading over to Pedernales.
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 Y'all.